Chicago is home to nearly 4 million trees. While that may sound like a lot, the city's tree canopy has been shrinking over the past 10 years. Advocates say that's due to invasive species and poor long-term planning. But a new city agency that brings together the numerous departments involved in tree maintenance is giving environmentalists hope. WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel has more on the challenges ahead for the new Urban Forestry Advisory Board.
On a recent Friday afternoon, I walked through Douglas Park with Daniela Pereira and Michael Dugan from the tree-loving organization Openlands.
Okay. I just have to say these trees look awesome.
Yes. No, it's been really nice to walk by and look. So with these, where we
They're admiring the thousands of trees in the expansive Southwest Side Park as they tell me about the importance of creating a single agency to oversee the green canopy.
There isn't an overarching plan for the city of Chicago as to where we are with our tree canopy and where we want to go.
Pereira says thinking big about the future of trees is crucial. They help mitigate the effects of climate change by providing shade, coverage from water runoff, and are linked to numerous physical and mental health benefits. But in Chicago, they're not spread out evenly. Better-resourced neighborhoods are home to more trees and green space than disinvested ones. The canopy is also shrinking. Chicago's tree coverage is lower than other major U.S. cities like New York, and the species aren't very diverse, meaning large portions could be wiped out by a single invasive bug. The advisory board will be unfunded, composed of the numerous agencies that oversee tree maintenance, plus volunteer advocates tasked with recommending policy. Creating this board at no cost to help solve some of these big problems may seem like a no-brainer, but Pereira says it took years to get aldermen to sign on.
Trees are super political. It is one of the aldermen's prerogatives to be able to tell Bureau of Forestry what trees they want down.
So this advisory committee, it is 100% advisory?
Yes.
This played out at a June meeting where aldermen got to question their colleague, the board's chief sponsor, Alderman Scott Wagaspak, on what this advisory board was all about. Alderman Nick Spizzato represents the Northwest 38th Ward.
So if I say something and they say something, what I say is what we do.
Yeah, and they probably won't get down at the granular level of what you're doing.
I wouldn't want to be told is we can't cut that tree down because it's a certain type of tree or anything like that. So, okay, so that's good. But exactly what
See, there are these large-scale issues like tree diversity and climate change that the board will deal with. But then there are the street-level concerns many aldermen spoke about. Here's Westside Alderman Walter Burnett at a different meeting on the same topic.
I'm starting to get complaints about some trees that have these little things falling off of them. I don't know what kind of trees those are that you all planted. They have like
helicopters,
little beige things, and they kind of clog up the sewers.
What types of trees shed so much? Can trees break pipes? Can we plant different trees that won't cover up streetlights? Ultimately, aldermen expressed a desire for more help on these issues, some admitting that while they field a lot of complaints, they don't know too much about trees. The council voted unanimously to create the board.
Chairman Wagaspak.
Might not hug each other, but we'll hug a tree.
And whether you're concerned about Chicago's trees because you're worried about climate change or because you're worried about little beige seeds clogging your sewers, either way, advocates are happy that somewhat like-minded people will finally sit down together to solve the city's full canopy of tree issues and maybe nerd out a little bit along the way, like Michael Dugan back in Douglas Park.
Everybody has a tree story. Everybody talks about a tree as they're growing up, interacting with a tree, climbing a tree, having a picnic under a tree, planting a tree with family members. I don't know, everything about them, they're great. Such a tree nerd. There is no perfect tree because every tree is...
Officials say the advisory really board will begin work in September. Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.
You know, maybe, it looks like a scraggly tree. There's tons of branches low to the ground.